Welcome to Classic Reviews, it's Entertainment Talk's podcast for reviewing classic television shows, video games, and films. I'm your host, Matthew, and just wanted to give an update on the podcast. I was just going to tweet something out. This podcast will be tweeted out anyway, so there's that. But of course, not everybody has social media, not everybody follows us on social media. And if I update this way properly, it can go out on the podcast feeds and also on the site. I'm going to tell you the news up front of what's happening and then talk about a few different things. There will be no new series, there will be no new season of Classic Reviews in December of 2025. The date at the moment is the 18th of November, which is Tuesday. I won't be able to make a new season of Classic Reviews, which I believe will be the 8th season, or technically 9th. There's the bonus one as well, but official season 8. I will not be able to make one this year. It's not going to be happening. And I don't know how disappointed all of you will be in that, because there's like a double-sided thing to me of, I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't make one, because I really do like making this series a lot, and it's one of the more different things that we do here, and this is probably, you know, the silly, stupid part of my brain, the negative part of my brain talking, but I feel like that is, like, I let you down as the audience. I do. Because this is making content, thinking about content, you know, watching shows, watching films, playing games, thinking about them, talking about them, it's the thing I enjoy doing most in life. And particularly for, like, the age that I'm at and the things that I missed and all those kind of things, Classic Reviews is like a really, really interesting series for me to do, and, you know, get to watch some big classic stuff like we have done for the last 8 seasons technically. So I feel really disappointed. You might be wondering why. Okay, why, not in a way of like, why is it not happening, but, you know, how come it's not happening? A lot of things have happened to me this year. It's also kind of a bit of a reason why other content hasn't been made. I'm not gonna sit here and turn this into some sort of pity party, because that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to deliver an honest update, talk honestly about why it is, and also what I want to do with this series. I'm not cancelling this series. I will try to bring it back next year. That being said, I remember last year when I did do this series, of course I did season 7, I think it was. I remember that was the one where I did Mission Impossible 2, and I think it was the first Alien, and probably a Fools and Horses season. I think we were finished with The Wire the season before that, but it was some of those that were in there. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. Top Gun Maverick. I think Top Gun Maverick was, sorry, not Top Gun Maverick, the first Top Gun, I think that was one of them. And I remember saying before, I think when I was doing like the season 7 rankings podcast, and I'd always had a method and an idea, but probably after I did season 1, which was probably 8 years ago, that I had a particular routine and a way that I did these seasons, and I started to realize probably after the first couple of seasons that I didn't like actually making them the way that I did. So what I essentially did was, because I had I've got 6 weeks off in the summer from work, which obviously gives me more time, but it's like a very particular time of the year, and I used a day and a weekend pretty much to just marathon through, like, whether it was a couple of seasons of a show, or because I usually try to do it like 2 seasons of TV and then like 4 films. I know I say classic video games as well. There's that to address, there's that to look at as well. And it felt like a lot. Now, to the average hardworking, you know, everyday person, if you say like, oh, for 3 days I'm going to watch some stuff and podcast on it, it sounds like, oh, why would that be difficult? But it's more of a mental energy level thing, and trying to plan it, trying to make sure that you do it all, and whatever, all that kind of stuff. But I myself ended up being unhappy with myself doing that, because it was a lot. It was a lot of stuff to do. That is a lot of watching, a lot of paying attention, going from one thing straight to the next. You know, trying to come out with, you know, a half decently thoughtful podcast, talking about my history with stuff, because it's not just, oh yeah, bang on the mic for 20 minutes, talk about your thoughts on stuff like this. There's a particular reason I. Hey, what's my history with the thing? Did I background watch this thing when I was 5? Or, you know, whatever. What do I kind of remember from it? And that's, you know, kind of the whole point of getting into this series and why I sort of started it in the first place. I didn't kind of want it to just be a standard review series. I wanted it to be a bit more about my history with whatever it was and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, anyway, that's that portion of things. But I've had a... I'm not going to get into all the specifics on why this is, although I did put out a mental health podcast a bit ago. I think it was in the summer, and I just kind of just spewed out a bunch of words about what was going on with me. And there's other stuff going on as well, and... time just kind of got away from me this year, to be honest, with a lot of different things. I've had a lot of mental health issues, other things going on as well, and struggles happened. Time got away from November, and I don't really know where this year has gone, to be honest. It's been a bit of a weird one for me. So for me to be in the state that I've been in this year and try to do this strenuous but in a good way series, or season, I suppose, just kept not happening. It just kept not happening. And I don't want to rush the podcast, as last thing I want, because I'm only going to watch these things for the first time once, right, or at least refreshed watches and whatever, and I don't want to, you know, maybe I already do make some bad podcasts, I don't know, but I don't want to just rush something out, especially something as big to do as this, of them, and all that kind of thing, and want to do it properly as well. And I feel like if I try to rush this thing out in the next 4 weeks, let's say, because I like to have, excuse me, usually 6 episodes, managed to do 8 or 10, but about 6 episodes, I think that's a good length, and then 3 of them for the last 3 weeks of the year, and then 3 of them for the first 3 weeks of next year, so it kind of bleeds from the year into the new year. So there's that. But yeah, two other things to kind of touch upon as well, important. I remember when I finished the season 7 rankings last year, and I was like, you know, it wasn't strenuous, or, you know, a lot of things to do in a short period of time, and no one told me to do it like that. I just decided to do it like that because, I don't know, we make choices as humans, whatever. I remember saying, like, hey, yeah, I might, like, actually take next year off of the podcast, which I ended up not meaning to do. I changed my mind on that, and it got towards the summer, and I was like, cool, do another, I was, like, up for it, and then, again, things just kind of happened. But I do genuinely feel bittersweet about it. I feel sad about it. I feel disappointed about it. I do feel disappointed in myself. And some of you might think, you know, don't be hard on yourself, whatever. I'm just a bit annoyed at, like, yeah, just the year I've had and the bleed-on effect that's had on other things as well. But again, we're talking about this series of podcasts, and it's affected that, because I'm not going to be able to do it this year. And I looked forward to, like, you know, keeping it a secret of, like, oh, I reviewed six things. Can you guess what they are? I enjoyed doing that as well. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel genuinely kind of annoyed with myself. Because there's a part of my brain of, like, why couldn't you find time to do it? You've had 11 months so far. What was you doing? You know. Again, mental health's a bitch. Trust me. But anyway, so for what I might actually do, because I've spoken a couple of times there about the schedule that I just set up for myself that nobody told me to do, that I just decided to do at one point. I think I'm going to have to try something different, a different method. The thing is that it feels like a lot of things to do because, okay, watching six different things, that's like how many hours of content, and then doing the podcast, making sure the posts are correct, the dates are correct, don't muck any of that up. All the typing and clicking, making sure all that's correct, it's set out nicely, I've got the right images for the right podcasts, and, you know, because you can make simple mistakes like that. Is maybe when things get a little bit quiet again, so maybe, because things are not quiet in my life right now, that's why, again, could I make, you know, spend the next 2 weeks making six episodes? I could, but again, it just doesn't feel like a good idea to sort of shove this in before the end of the year. Is when things get a bit quiet, you know, the sort of post-Christmas period, once we come back in the new year, to just kind of, for as often as I can, maybe not once a week, because, you know, people say, like, oh, I'm going to do this, going to do it once a week, and then things start slipping. Even if I did, like, one every 2 weeks, one a month, but then again, it depends on our schedule, what do we have kind of going on, and all that sort of stuff. To just slowly try to do lots of episodes throughout the year. And when I'm like, okay, this is the next thing I'm going to watch, wait until I'm in the mood to do it, wait till I have time to do it, and then do it at that point, but not feel like just bang, 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 you know, got to get it done kind of thing. But yeah, just take it, but the idea I also have there is a continuous one of, okay, let's say, for example, by June I've done a season, right, take it nice and slowly. When I'm in the mood, when I got the energy, when I got the time, all that sort of thing. Because again, I want to do this properly. Sit down, watch the seasons or whatever. Of course, seasons I can do a bit more spread out. But like a film, of course, you sit down in pretty much one go. You watch that, you do that. Is to kind of try to do that continuously. Now, my minimum objective next year is get a season done by December, which, okay, sounds again like, okay, 12 months, why would it take that long? Just in a way of just get a bit of breathing room, take some time, do it properly, all that sort of thing. Do it when I actually, you know, can and whatever. But then once it gets to, okay, if I've done season eight, I think, episode six, do the rankings. Rankings usually take like 10 minutes to record or so. And then once I've done that, maybe take a little bit of a breather of a couple of weeks, maybe a month. Again, depends what's going on, like what comes out and films and games and shows and all this sort of stuff. And then, you know, controlling my own mental state and energy and things like that. And then when I can, like, okay, if there's time left in the rest of the year, to start next season. The only problem, I don't know if it'd be a problem per se, the only thing to watch out for as an audience member, because this won't really affect me in a way, what I'm about to mention, let's say hypothetically next year goes better than this year, which I hope it does, is, let's say I get, over the course of recording, you know, episodes here and there and here and there and here and there, I build up like three seasons worth of content, I'm still going to, at the most, release one season a year, because there's no need to release two. It used to be for like our summer breaks and stuff, but that doesn't really happen anymore. It's more for just that holiday content, even though it's not Christmas themed, but it doesn't matter. Is like, okay, let's say hypothetically, next year I make seasons 8, 9, and 10. And then I go 2026, 27, 2027, 2028. It would be a little bit weird to release a new podcast, because it would still be a new podcast because it hasn't been released yet, of my thoughts from 2 to 3 years ago on a film that I saw. That's something to consider and get an episode done first, get a season done first, and work from there. But yeah, that's the gist of things. I know I've said a lot of stuff then just now. But no new season this year. There will, however, now I'm in the process of wrapping up notes for this, I'm going to get this other thing recorded in the next week or two. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to keep it a bit of a nice kind of secret. There should be 4 episodes of something coming up that I'm doing. I think I might do, again, maybe like the last 3 weeks of the year, then the first week of next year. It's going to be spread around that point. But once I have it done and I figure out like what we're actually doing at the end of December, when things are going to pop up and whatever, I'll put out a date when I've actually got one. But there will be something that will be in place of Classic Reviews. It will be something completely different. Something that I'm currently making notes for. And I can probably record it all in one session if I have. It'll take at most like 2 hours for me to record this particular thing. And then that will be 4 episodes spread over, it will obviously be 4 weeks, but whether it's 3 and then 1 next year or 2 and then 2, I'll figure that out later. Not concerned about that right now. So yeah, we won't have nothing coming out for the end of the year and beginning of next year. I do still need to sit down and record Month Positive Creators, but once I've done this list thingamabob, all this, I just gave it away a little bit. Once I do a thing, which I've got planned. Although I could have meant list of notes. Yes, it's a list of notes that I'm making. Once I do the thing I'm doing, and then I can then sit down in a different session and then do Month Positive Careers. I know roughly who I'm going to pick, so that's not a problem per se. Maybe that's one of the problems I've had this year. It's just trying to focus on too many different things at once, trying to get too many different things at once. I don't know. My brain's just been in a bit of a weird place. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway, didn't mean this to be 18 minutes, but just wanted to kind of explain the process, what process I might change. Because if it was a case this year where that I had the energy time and I had 2.5, 3 days to sit down and record, it probably would have happened, but believe it or not, that just didn't happen this year. So there you go. So anyway, the other thing I might do, and I stress might do because I'm not sure what it looks like, is because our Classic Reviews episodes are a little bit buried at the moment, is I might re-release, and by re-release I mean just move and repost, I don't mean re-record, all the seasons that I've done, just to give the series itself a bit of a boost, a bit of a kind of re-promotion. You know, there is 8 seasons or 7 and a Pixar Disney bonus season. Seven and a bonus season. That's just what I should say from now on. There are 7 seasons and a bonus season. That'll be a lot of if the podcasts are all fine, which they should be. We did have a bit of an issue on the site a couple of months ago, but if all the podcasts work, all I'll have to kind of do is just set the dates and do all that sort of stuff. But we'll see. I need to find the episodes myself first and check them. Although if I click on the Classic Reviews feed, which is where they're supposed to be, then they should all be in there. So I'll have to check that out when I've got time. Yeah, going all the way back to season 1, just to kind of, like, if you're scrolling through the site, if you only click on Classic Reviews, because that's one of the problems we have as well, I will admit, we have so many different series, so many different things we've covered and that I do wonder how difficult it is to find some of our particular content. But anyway, there we go. But that's your bittersweet or sad update for Classic Reviews Season 8 specifically. It will not be happening in 2025. I'll be looking to bring it back in 2026. There will, however, be a substitute series or four podcasts about something. I know what they're about, but you don't. Four different podcasts coming up this holiday season, whatever. Should be done in the next week or two. Just got some things to do and also notes to finish. But yeah, let me know how you feel about this, I suppose. Are you disappointed? I'm disappointed that the streak of 8 years is going to be gone as well. 8 years? 9 years? Yeah, 9 years, because next year is our 10-year. God, I've got to think of something to do for that as well. I mean, I have a few ideas, but... Oh, God, 10 years. yeah, April 6th, 2016 to April 6th, 2026. There we go. That's a different topic for a different time. But 10 years next year. Anyway, let me know how you feel about this. I don't need suggestions, by the way, for classic films, games, and shows. I've got dozens of them. Dozens and dozens and dozens of them. I know which stuff I would have covered this season as well. I'm still going to probably pick the same things. The podcast will just be later. But just not this year. Just not 2025, unfortunately. But let me know how you feel about this. I know I just said that for about the fifth time. I just feel disappointed and sad and annoyed. And yeah. There's your plot for Inside Out 3. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media is eTalk UK or Entertainment Talk, and his information in your show notes. Yeah, if you want to support the podcast that we do, of course, we are still making other stuff as well. I'm not going to say what we're doing right now because that would have come out. Actually, I'm going to be posting this today, aren't I? So, yeah. Yeah, Breaking Bad, Gaming Talk, should be a video game review this week, should be. By the way, tease, November 22nd, 2025, two podcasts, 2 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. UK time. That is 6 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, and 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time. Adjust that to your own time zone. All scheduled, ready to go, recorded, done. You can try and guess what it's for. Because you can do that if you look up maybe November 22nd. But November 22nd, 2025, which is this Saturday, 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. Be there or be square. I don't even know what that means. But, yeah, that was really... I've thoroughly enjoyed doing those two podcasts as well. So look out for those. United Cast will be back, I think, on Monday, actually. I think we play on Monday against... I keep forgetting who it is, but against somebody, there's that. And then other video game reviews, look out for those. United Cast, Breaking Bad, we're in the final three episodes of Season 4. Exciting stuff, very exciting stuff. Gaming Talk, got things to talk about for the rest of the year. And then we'll see where things go. Alright, anyway, I apologise, I am sorry. Because... I feel bad about this one. I'm probably too hard on myself. I mean, I know I am, but I can't help it. Damn. Alright, anyway. Again, apologies. I'm probably over-apologising. I tend to do that as well. Alright. God. Alright, thanks for... Did I do the outro? Yeah, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, entertainment. I'm just gonna do it anyway. I already said how you could write in. I did do that already, didn't I? Yeah. But yeah, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, entertainment talk, TV, games, films, main eye podcast. Look out for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news. No, not that bit yet. What about social media? If someone mentions the thing we podcast on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geektown Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. So look out for all that. And then YouTube, not posted anything on there for a bit. I haven't really made a lot of clips lately, although I've just been playing Dispatch and it's full of spoilers. So anyway, YouTube's Entertainment Talk Plays if you're interested in that. Apologies one more time. But things happen, I guess. So, anyway, thank you very much for listening to this thing, and I'll catch you next time. Goodbye.